Monet and left foot.
Well, that cranking track is Janelle Monáe's Tightrope, and it's being used in the latest commercial for the National Australia Bank, the More Give, Less Take ad that features a series of well-known images and scenes from popular cultures, goodies and baddies. There's Dorothy and the Wicked Witch, Scooby-Doo, Jaws, Gremlins, Roadrunner, Wile E. Coyote, and even the YouTube hit, the Treadmill Song by OK Go.
Yeah, various images accompanied by the words more or less.
More give, less take.
Yeah. It strikes me there's a kind of internet visual language going on here, I think. You know, the internet's great at sort of plucking images from the popular imagination, from popular culture, and kind of repurposing them for to make a point. Memes do this all the time.
Mm. And it's just one of a crop of refreshed campaigns that the big four banks have all got out at the moment, each one with a really different approach and a different vibe. Tim Burrows is here. He's the editor-in-chief of the media and marketing website Mumbrella and a regular guest on the list. G'day, Tim.
Hey, Cassie. Hey, Jason.
Hey.
So there's some serious money being spent on this ad. It even has a snippet of footage from the moon landing, one of the astronauts bouncing and skipping across the surface of the moon. What is the technique here?
Absolutely. And it's interesting because often those sort of, you know, montage type videos actually are, they're, you know, you save some money on production, but clearly here they've gone on the licensing, you know, lots of really iconic kind of characters, you know, cartoon characters, etc.
As
you've talked
Oz.
About. Absolutely.
Iconic for who, do you reckon?
Well, that's an interesting thing, isn't it? Because there's a lot of nostalgia going on here as well. And to me, that's almost the thing that makes the ad more watchable on sort of subsequent views as you do pick them all out. You know, as you have your 2 or 3 seconds of Scooby-Doo, or you think, wow, you know, I haven't seen Gremlins in probably 20 years, you know, all of those things. So, of course, you know, it's subtle because at first glance, you're kind of thinking, this is aiming at quite a young audience. But actually, of course, you know, you're kind of talking to baby boomers. You know, a lot of these characters are 20-year-old characters now, you know, that people grew up with.
Yeah, well, maybe a little bit of Gen X there too. Look, also joining us in this conversation via phone is Michael West, a business columnist for the Sydney Morning Herald. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Cassie. Hi, Jason.
Hi.
How does this NAB ad fit in with the way the bank's placed within the market at the moment? What's it trying to get out of this?
Well, this is really a continuation of the National Australia Bank's previous marketing and advertising campaigns, which seek to distance it from the other banks as being a good bank compared to the other guys who are bad banks. In terms of they've actually positioned themselves as the bank which has given a little bit more back on these interest rate cuts. You know, like we've had 8 interest rate cuts of 25 basis points apiece down to record low interest rates of 2.5%. And all the way down, the banks have matched each other all the way down. But NAB has annoyed the other banks by being a little bit more aggressive on pricing and boasting about it in public and saying, we give more and we take less. And this latest offering from them, this very funky little ad which you just played, is a continuation of that idea that they're trying to push.
Yeah, I agree with Michael. I do think there's something very strategic in what the bank has done over the last 3-4 years. You know, the campaign he's talking about before, the breakup, they called it, you know, which all started off with a single tweet from the bank as if it'd been sent by mistake, saying, got a hard decision to make about getting rid of someone. And then, of course, it kicked off this whole kind of social media and communications campaign around breaking up with the other banks. And it just positioned itself as different. Whether it really is or not, it made people reassess that bank versus all the other big three.
Well, Michael, how much truth is in the message here from the NAB?
Well, there is a little bit of truth, but as usual with advertising, there's a lot of stuff that's not quite true in there as well, because we're dealing here with an oligopoly. We're dealing here with 4 big banks that control about 85% of Australia's hugely lucrative mortgage market, and these are also 4 of the 5 biggest companies besides BHP on the Australian share market. Now, they don't get that big without making enormous profits, and they make collectively $25 to $30 billion in profits at the bottom line after costs at the moment. I mean, that is humongous. And in order to deflect the criticism and the feeling out there in the public that these guys are sticking it to us. They've got to come up with these nicey-nice ad campaigns, and the idea that one is different, a little bit more generous than the others, is a good line to push. And in fact,
so are you more or less saying that these ads are a kind of window dressing about being seen to be competing with each other when in fact very little competition actually happens within the banking sector?
Well, this is right. This is where they compete. They compete aggressively in advertising to try to pull market share off each other. But when it comes to price, I mean, there's not much difference between them all. If you go and search all the home loan rates out there, they all tend to match each other and they all make huge profit margins.
I think the other interesting thing when we talk about the strength of the banks and the size of the banks was it was fascinating during the GFC where trust in their strength became really important for consumers. So they had that tightrope to walk of being, we're really strong, we're really profitable, nothing's going to go wrong, stay safe with us and invest. But at the same time, we're not too strong and too profitable. So there's a real kind of PR tightrope to walk there, I think.
Yeah, and I think it's been noted actually on your website, Tim, in some of the comments about, you know, is this the best that the banks can say? Well, you know, it's more, you know, more of the good stuff and just a little bit less of the of the bad stuff. I mean, it's actually, when you break it down, honest, but yeah, quite cynical.
Absolutely. And I suppose it's just good marketing as you try and pick a few things that you want to stand for and you find different ways of telling that message. So with NAB, it's all about being different. You know, with other banks like Combank, is this word can has been their sort of position over the last couple of years, you know. So this idea that enabling, and it's become a position that works for everything. You know, most recently we've seen them do print advertising and, you know, messages around the bushfires in New South Wales about how we can help, messages to, you know, about what help customers can expect when they walk into, you know, branches in New South Wales, for instance. So it's become a sort of position that if you can create some sort of essence of the brand that works whatever you do, then that's absolutely what any brand, not just banks, tries to do.
Very much building on the loyalty. And in fact, Commonwealth Bank has refreshed its can message with this song by Steve Clisby, who's the 67-year-old finalist from The Voice Australia just recently.
Three little letters, three precious grains of sand, three little letters, I hope you understand. Now it's a long way from there.
Now, another great track, I guess. It's actually penned by the company that made it, M&C Saatchi, I think.
Correct. Yes, Andy Fleming, the copywriter, the same guy who wrote Ode to Cannes, which was recited by Toni Collette, you might remember, when they launched that original Cannes positioning, probably more than a year ago now.
I think it's incredibly syrupy, this whole Cannes thing from Commonwealth, I must say, though.
It's sort of got touches of Randy Newman, you know, this sort of sound. So why go out and adopt a character like Steve Clisby? Why do that?
Well, I think what they're looking for is obviously positive messages. And obviously this guy's had this really interesting sort of story, interesting journey, you know, at a very young age, basically teaching himself to play instruments, teaching himself to sing and perform, and then going through this incredible journey.
He's an African-American as well, we should point out. So he has all this backstory or this cultural baggage that he brings to his story, doesn't he, that's kind of about deprivation and, yeah, struggle.
Absolutely. And then, of course, you know, having sort of come, you know, sort of got to a point in your career where you think, actually, if it was going to happen for you, it would have done by now. And then having the story of kind of, you know, breaking through on The Voice and sort of, you know, having that kind of second chance type thing. So you can see why he's a kind of warm, positive sort of character that, you know, the bank would want to be associated with.
Michael West?
Well, the Commonwealth Bank is the biggest of the big four. It's worth about $120 billion, and as most people will have seen recently, it's been encountering a few big PR problems with for thuggish behaviour. One was, of course, the Commonwealth Financial Planners debacle, where you know, Don Newen and so on were ripping off all their poor little clients and their savings and putting them into silly investments. And also they're associated with the Storm Financial debacle, which was the biggest of the global financial crisis casualties in Australia. So they have a lot of reputational mending to do in their advertising, I would have thought, perhaps a little bit more than the other banks. And that's why this one doesn't appear to have much to do with banking at all. It's an aspirational message. a neat little tune, and I'm not au fait with the performer, but certainly there's less to do with banking and more to do with, you know, beautiful music and imaging.
Mm, and Tim Burrows, these are two different types of advertising that that are going on at any given time with big organisations like banks. They have a overarching kind of big woolly message and then very specific advertising of products as well.
Yeah, very much. So you have that kind of brand message. What do we want the brand as a whole to stand for? What do we want people to feel about the bank? But then, of course, at different times of year, whether it's home loans is you know, the conversation we're having now, then there are certain products that they want to be promoting, and the different banks take different approaches.
I suppose what's interesting, if we talk about ANZ here, with their two-level sort of marketing, their brand sort of marketing is done with the Australian star Simon Baker, who tends to appear beside you in the seat when you're on an airplane, suddenly speaking to you about, you know, a bank that he knows that can offer you all these services and so forth. And then they've got currently this very bizarre, almost David Lynch style ad about their home loan mortgage brokerage service.
Yeah, it's two
identical families.
Yeah, yeah, they turn up to a house inspection and realise they're in competition. Here's a bit of it.
She's wearing my jacket.
If you're thinking you've found the one, chances are someone else is thinking the same thing.
Ben?
Yeah?
With ANZ Buy Ready,
that Ben,
you'll have approval in principle, free property reports.
So really they're saying, you know, get the edge. You're in competition. This is a sharky market. You're going to need us behind you to be able to give you, I don't know, whatever it is, pre-approval or something. Michael West, this is a classic ad, you know, I guess, and it is home loan season as well. Where does the ANZ Bank sit within the market? Is it a big share of the home loan market?
It would have about 25% of that big four, 85%. Interestingly, they use the old happy family, pretty family routine in quite a neat way here too, with their Buy Ready message. And the message, as you just pointed out, is that, you know, if you bank with us, we're going to be ready, so we're offering a superior product. It goes in down that route rather than CBA's sort of more nebulous, aspirational thing. So the ones with Simon Baker, I find them actually incredibly annoying.
Oh, he's ads. Gorgeous.
but they're both a little bit surreal, though, don't you think, in tone? Like the two identical families where the husband has the same name and all of that, that's sort of sent a shiver down my spine the first time I saw it.
It's a bit creepy.
But Simon Baker popping up in all these unexpected places also is a little bit surreal. And just wondering if there's a theme here.
I always wonder with Simon Baker as well whether it makes a difference whether the viewers of that ad are fans of The Mentalist or not, because, you know, that character is licensed from The Mentalist character. You know, it's not just a sort of near replica. It's him doing that character again. And of course, the sort of common thing across that version and the ANZ ad we just heard is that message around, you know, we know what you're thinking. But I think that there's a real insight in that ad of the, you know, and it feels to me like the advertising insight is the level of competition that people feel at the moment if they are trying to buy a home, and sort of tapping into the what is it that can give me that sort of that edge, that advantage. So there's, you know, there's quite a smart thought at the centre of it as well.
The bank being inside your head.
Yes, exactly that. You know, so they understand what you want, they understand your problems, and they're trying to help you solve them.
There is that counterpoint too, which wasn't evident in the CBA campaign, but is evident in the NAB campaign. NAB's funky ad really says, look, we're not like other banks, we're the good guys. And ANZ uses the counterpoint of itself to other banks as well by saying, if you bank with us, it's a smart move.
Mm. Is there a touch of personality in this, that you went back to the NAB ad, I guess, of its CEO, Cameron Klein, who born in 1968, a lot younger than your average banking executive. Is part of this to do with his influence on
I think so. His reputation was that he sort of bobbed out of the blue as the young gun banker without a lot of track record, you know, with the share market and the analysts and so on. And then he went on and attacked the other banks pretty quickly, and he got a bit of disapprobation within his own industry for doing that, for cutting them a little bit on price because it was such a cosy oligopoly. But that hasn't exactly paid off for them in terms of share market performance.
Just finally, Michael West, you know, these big ads, do you think they're really taken seriously within the banking sector? That, or is it really just a little bit of investor relations mixed in with...
Well, I think there is a bit of investor relations because, as I said before, they don't really compete on price. You know, they will make these massive profits. So they're not trying to... they're not saying, listen, we, in all these ads, they're not saying we can give you 4.5% or 6.7% or whatever it is. It's all, there's a little bit of that in, I think, the Westpac ad. There's a little bit of product sort of pricing. The Rocket Home Loan's mentioned. An actual product is mentioned, but they seem to be moving well away from products in these campaigns. But this, there's going to be more of this, I would say, in the future, because here we have now an industry which everybody's starting to cotton on is making absolutely enormous profits. They've been saying it's tough out there, it's tough out there for years. And as a result of the GFC, they actually are implicitly backed now by the taxpayer, so they cannot go broke. So when you have institutions which cannot go broke, they're not in the business anymore of really taking risk, there's going to be a need for further positive messaging rather than bagging each other, because they're in fact a bit of a collective.
Well, it looks like the only good news is for the advertising agencies then into the future. Michael West, it's been great to have you with us in this discussion.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Yeah, thank you.
Michael West is a business columnist for the Sydney Morning Herald and is former business editor at the SMH as well.